he muffled his cries. Knowing that he had to be strong because his father was not, Franklin always appeared optimistic and charming, which earned him the approval of the adults around him. Thus, by the age of 8, he was already developing the personality trait that would later baffle and frustrate his political opponents. His ability to hide his thoughts, feelings, and motives behind a carefully bland face. His maternal grandfather approvingly called him a very nice child, which, he explained, meant that Franklin was always bright and happy. Franklin's parents selected the private boarding school he would attend when he turned 12, Groton School. Nestled in the picture book charm of the Massachusetts countryside, was one of the most exclusive in the country. The school stressed moral growth and public service. The headmaster, Reverend Endicott Peabody, said his goal was to train conscientious men of action, not philosophers and deep thinkers. "I'm not sure I like boys who think too much," said Peabody. "A lot of people think a lot of things we could do without." In his view, the best thing for a boy is to work hard, play hard, and then, when the end of the day has come, to be so tired that he wants to go to bed and to sleep. But Franklin didn't want to go to Groton. He wanted to go to Annapolis and become a naval officer and sea captain. His father talked to him man to man and explained it would be cruel for an only child to be away at sea and so far from his parents. His parents preferred college and a law degree to prepare him for a gentleman's work. To avoid distressing his father, Franklin accepted his parents' decision. When Franklin turned 12 and the time came for him to go to Groton, his parents weren't ready yet to part with him. So he stayed with them for another 2 years, studying with private tutors and accompanying his parents on extended trips to Europe. In September of his 14th year, his parents couldn't postpone his formal education any longer. His trunks were packed, and his parents accompanied him to Massachusetts. As soon as they left him at school, Franklin felt the shock of his new surroundings. His bedroom was a cubicle-sized dorm room. His clothing hung on pegs. The cubicle had a curtain instead of a solid door, so the boys had no real privacy. The morning bell roused the boys at 6:45. Accustomed to warm, leisurely baths, Franklin now found himself herded into an icy shower with 2 dozen other boys for a quick scrubbing.